Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and we are live today. I missed you guys last month. I so prefer doing the live shows because I really love engaging with you guys. So let's get this party started. So June, guys, the energy is really intense. You could feel it coming out of May. I already talked about it in my last energy update in May, that there was going to be some triggering things going on in May. Individually, on the world stage, we all know what we're talking about, right? So the key moving forward, guys, is it's almost like the energy is that energy of like, oh, here we are again, or here I am coming full circle. You know, for example, with the Roe versus Wade stuff and the school shootings, you know, my husband and I were watching a documentary on George Carlin, a massive comedian in the 70s and 80s and 90s, very political, and everything he was talking about from 1986 was Roe versus Wade and the gun control. And I was like, oh my gosh, this like full circle energy, like here we are again. And this is going to be happening on the world stage and also with you in your own life. And there's a gift of it. Here's the gift when things come back around. It means, hey, there's more energy to move here. Hey, there's more clarity to be had here. And on the world stage, like I said in my energy update, things don't change until they have to. And I noticed that people don't change until they have to. But this is the time of change. So do your best. We're going to keep talking about this because this has been going on since 2016, really, that we need to be aware of what we're contributing energetically. Now, this is going to carry over into our individual lives. I talk to so many people. Most of us that are doing this work are empaths, do pick up so much energy. My four-year-old son has so much sensitivity, and he has been out of his mind in the past few weeks because I feel like partly he is picking up on so much of this tension energy and he doesn't know how to process it. So be aware. There's some of us going, oh my gosh, I'm so connected to the collective. So we have to really consciously go, what do I want to contribute? Okay. Now, the word that came to me when I was sitting today to channel for this group, to just for today, because I do sit and do that for the energy updates, but I do it also before the show, was we need to be more inclusive as a world, moving towards that oneness, not only with including our inner being. So I need to include my inner being in everything I'm doing. So my inner being only sees through the eyes of love. So even when horrible things happen, I have to go, inner being, show me the truth of what's happening here. Show me the truth because, you know, for example, again, the school shooting for me is super triggering. I have children that age. It's absolutely, you know, the anger, the rage, the hypocrisy, like there's just so much that comes up. And so I need to find a way to go, I don't want to contribute to more things that are going to bring up that energy. I want to contribute to solution. I want to contribute to safety. I want to contribute to what this is giving me such clarity about. It's really easy to go into blame. It's really easy. I do it all the time. So we have to kind of be a way of like, how can I speak my truth and also go, someone else is having a journey and someone else is in pain. You know, I try to tell my older son, my younger son, because he's so highly sensitive, he will be in pain. And when he's in pain, he wants other people to be in pain. And that's how we're built. You know, it's like that revenge state of mind. And that's fine because as Abraham would say, that's on the scale, but you just got to keep going down the scale. And I think that I tell him, I'm like, if you can look at your brother and go, oh, he's suffering right now. That's why he's being mean to me. He's suffering. It's helped my older son so much have empathy and compassion. So if you can, just any way you can, reach for that empathy and compassion. And, you know, guys, for me personally, you know, I always say what throws me out of balance, and it is my kids, because my kids, for me, the stakes are so high. I love them so much, but they take so much of my energy. So I was listening to an Abraham because, my younger son, is a challenge for me. And Abraham said this line, and I hope I quote it correctly, but you'll get the gist. They were talking to a mother that was dealing with, like, I have an aggressive kid and it's a challenge for me to stay balanced, you know, when anything's happening, when there's chaos. And that's what he brings up in me. And I'm using this as a microcosm for anything that happens in your life that feels like it causes that feeling of I'm out of control, I'm out of power, and there's chaos. And so this can be anything for you. I'm using my child as an example, because that's what it is for me. And she said, you know, you think that you made an agreement to help this child, like, oh, he's lost his way and you're going to help me find his way. Like, oh, it's my job to help my child find his way. And instead she said, no, it's that it will look like my child has lost his way or the world has lost its way so I can find my way. And that is the message that is just so strong for me. So anything that's happening that looks like we've lost our way as a country in your own life, it's really helping you find your way. Because I need to find my source always. I cannot be conditional anymore. I cannot depend and make sure that my son behaves in the way that I want him to behave so that I feel good, or the world behaves the way I want them to behave. It's conditional and it just doesn't work anymore, because in order to contribute and change the world in the way we want to, we must contribute a more of like, I am the solution is coming. This has given me clarity about this. So think about that, because a lot of old wounds are coming up, guys. It's already started. It's only June 4th. And I've already had all these people going, oh my gosh, this old wounding, I thought this was done. And here it is again. What the F? So any anger, any fear, any old stories that are going on, be aware. What's the story I'm telling around my body or my health or my money or my career? And we've talked about this before, you guys, and it's really coming in as a solution of telling a new story. One of my closest friends, I love her so much, and I'm going to steal her affirmation that she's using. She started to tell a new story because she always felt like she was losing, like things weren't working out for her. So she started to go, obviously, everything's working out for me, but I cannot stop winning. I cannot stop winning. And I love that energy, because I'm not a competitive person, but it just makes you feel like it gives you that fun energy. So take what works for you, but I love that. We want to be aware of and turn it around when we feel that negative emotion. It's so easy to justify our negative emotion right now. It's just too easy, you guys. It's like, oh, I'm feeling negative emotion. It's so clear. Don't you see why? It's obvious. Of course it's obvious. But it's not helping anybody. So just be aware, guys, because we really want to be a part of the change. This is, you know, I was listening to another Abraham the other day, and she was talking about how, you know, the kids coming in are so powerful because they are not as willing. Oh, my Siri loves to talk to me at random times. They're so not willing to give themselves up in the way that we did, in the way to, they're not willing to jump through the hoops that we were taught to jump through. And so I really do believe in the new generations and that change is coming. And so just go, change is coming. We're done with this energy. This is the energy I'm ready for. I'm ready for more inclusivity, more balance, more compassion, more understanding, more safety, more protection, more unity, whatever words that resonate for you from wherever you are. So really think about that, guys, because I'm going to tell you, it's not going to get better soon, but it will change, and we are in a transitional time, and you are as an individual as well. So today, solution focus, let's get party started. As you guys know, because I am my own producer, I will call out your area code. So please pay attention and be ready. Okay. Also, I noticed that some of you have trouble sometimes, you email me like you didn't get to me. And I noticed that you don't put your hand up. So what that means is when you call in, please press 1, and that'll make it so I can see you. You go kind of to the top of the queue if you press 1. Okay. All right. So we're going to get started. Here we go. Let me just write this. Okay. So 917, 917. Hello.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, who's this? Thank you. This is Anna.
Anna from New York City.
I heard your beautiful voice. Hi, sweetie. You're the first one today. You got right up. You called right away.
Amazing. Amazing.
So what can I help you with, sweetheart?
I think you really hit it on the nail. I have two friends that own property, And both of them are saying to me, just sell the house and get rid of your two siblings that are just, you know, mooching off of you.
Sure.
What's the message already?
So what do you feel, you know, and this is another message. What feels right to you? What feels like the easiest thing to do?
I am all over the place. So one day
so
I call him
walk me through it.
And I say, just give me an amount. Let me know what I'm dealing with. And then the next day I'm like, why am I cutting my nose off to spite my face just because they're, you know, poking me with a sharp stick?
So which feels better? So let's imagine I want to sell the house and just get the money and be free. How does that feel?
It feels very uncertain because I still have to live somewhere. I still have to pay for either a rental or purchase something.
Right. So I'm going to keep the house because it feels safer to me to keep the house.
If I don't live in it and just rent out the apartment that I'm in, I have a tiny apartment, you know.
Yeah.
So I would really like to live in a bigger place. And if I rent this place out, I don't have to deal with them. I could just at least get one more income. I should have three incomes on this property. I don't, obviously. I have one because the other two are just having a blast living there for free.
Well, and so, I think I think what it feels like to me is you're saying, I feel like I'm in a lose-lose. So that's the story around the house. I'm in a lose-lose. So that's why I was like, I'm always winning. So right now, whenever we are in that energy, we can't, because what they're showing me now is almost like, you know, you're at each piece of resistance is equal, right? So what we need you to do is open your heart right now. Just open it up. I want the highest solution. I want the highest good for me and my siblings. I want to be free. I want to have a space that I love. I want to have neighbor. You see what I mean? Let's give energy there for literally 30 seconds. So give me a little energy there. And then let's reset. Let's look again.
Okay.
So go for it. You haven't practiced it.
So. I'm winning. I know the answer. I know exactly the right next step. I see that both my friends have multiple properties and they're living comfortably. They're traveling. They're doing what they want to do. They have fun. They go see people. They go out to dinner.
But let's talk about you and what you want. Tell me more about what you want.
That's what I want. I want to be able to go to a concert when I want to go to a concert.
Right. So I want more freedom. Now, do you like the space you're in?
It's too small.
Okay. So I want a larger space. Because I feel like, you know, it's very interesting because they are showing me a move. Okay, so I don't know if that means you keep the house and you move somewhere else and you use that apartment as an income, or because they're showing me here there are actually so many more options than these two.
Right.
So they want you to open up to going, show me the highest path to, but you need to do this work for a minimum of 7 days of like, this is what I want. I want a great space. I want to have a passive income coming in. I want a new apartment that I love. Because they're showing me when you move, that's where they're showing me romance in a new space.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they're showing new space and romance.
So excellent.
There's old energy in this house that doesn't feel good to me. So, right, because
I like that version. When I first went into this, that was my goal, that I was just going to use this as a rental income where I can live elsewhere and just have this.
You know, and you need to go, I would love to bless my siblings away and be able to settle home. And that's okay to want that. But I want their health good. I want them to be taken care of. I want them to be safe. I want them to be independent. You know, do all this work. You need to clean this all up, okay?
Great. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Anna. All right, bye. Sorry.
Alrighty, take care.
All right. Next, we have 7-6. Hello.
Hi, you've got Susan from Niagara Falls.
Hi.
Pardon me?
What can I help you with today?
Oh, well, I guess a general something. I just got out of the hospital. I've been sick for a while. I had COVID, then I had...
Okay.
I had all kinds of... I fell down my stairs, cracked my head open, had diverticulitis. Now I've got an abscess on my otary, and I'm like, what the hell is going on this year?
Okay.
I've been...
Let's look at your body. Okay, so whenever we have those physical manifestations, I always say, what does it make you feel?
Nadia, you're breaking up.
Okay, well,
you're breaking
I'm
up a lot.
Clear. I'm in a clear chance it could be your phone, sweetheart. So I don't know how to know what to do. I'm in my house. I'm directly connected.
Okay.
What I want to say to you is the feeling that the physical...
Yeah, that...
Yeah. So you have to
recovering.
Yeah, but now you need to go, you need to kind of rebuild the foundation of finding your power. Not feeling like things are happening to you. It's happening to show you that you have resistance going on. And you've been ignoring that you don't feel in your power fully. That you don't feel safe fully. So that's what I would look at for you, is calling in that foundation of show me my true power. Show me that I'm safe and powerful. I know.
Okay. What's the old belief?
I believe it's around being loved. You know, it's like there's this sense of I'm on my own. You know, I have to take care of myself. You know, there's a sense of like not really receiving the love that you feel really deserve. Okay. From your family, from your kids, you know, there's a sense of I never have been loved the way I know I want to be loved. This is from childhood.
I understand.
This is from, you know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have 814. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm
What's
good.
What's going on, girl? Energy has something wonky going on. What's happening?
I'll do my best to even understand what you're saying because your connection is so bad all of a sudden. I don't know what happened, but everybody else I can hear perfectly, but you, it's like you're going in and out like every other
weird.
Second.
All right, let me try this. How about now?
Mm-mm.
Okay, now?
Well, weird. Say something else.
Hold on. Oh, hello? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but we'll see.
All right, let's try again. I'm going to try three different microphones. I have three different microphones.
Oh, yeah, you're still going in and out. But...
All right, how about now?
Same thing.
Can you hear? Same thing. I don't know.
We can hear you. It's just every other second it seems like it goes in and out. But I think it's
That's
a little
so
bit
awesome.
Better on the radio part. So.
Okay. Well, go
All right,
ahead.
But I'll just ask.
We'll,
yeah, we'll do our best.
Okay.
I'm wondering, do you sense me having any type of blockages to my heart and the blood flow?
Okay, let me just direct at your heart. This is really weird. It's really weird. Because they're like, taking me somewhere else, which usually doesn't happen. They're taking me like money and success and all these things. And I don't know why. There's something around heart issue and money that's tied up. Understand what that means?
Something about money. It's taking you to money.
Yes. It's taking me to money. So do you know why?
Yeah, I mean the money situation isn't good. Yeah, there's really not a lot good in my life at this very second. Money is one of them. But I had a stress test done and I failed it and I need to have a procedure to see if I have any blockages.
Okay.
Because
I don't feel like there's a blockage. They're showing me kind of medication. I don't feel like it's going to be, I feel like there's a medication that's going to need to be, but energetically what I want to focus on for you is how do I open? And again, like I just said, Susan, because your heart is blocked energetically and telling me that very strong. Okay, they're showing me a blocked energetic heart, but when I say blocked artery, it's like fuzzy, if that makes sense. So what we want to focus on for me is how to open my heart to letting things work for me. How can I want
for the last few months, I've been having horrible, just like thoughts of like, okay, I'm going to die, or just like a car running into me, or just, I mean, it's all the time.
Oh my God. So tell me what that brings up.
Fear.
So it's telling you I'm afraid I'm not in control of what I'm creating. Right.
Right.
I'm a victim. Something happened to me. You know, I am, you know.
Virgo, September 7th.
Okay, so it's really interesting because the sun is Virgo. He's been really struggling the past few weeks. But I just find that interesting only because they told me to go to your birthday, you know, and so I just think that's interesting. And what my son's struggling with is he constantly feels he doesn't have control, he's not in power. So they're showing me alignment, okay? That's because you are picking up on so much of what the world is feeling. So there's a sense of you going, I'm feeling this, and I'm picking up. They're showing me strong interest.
Okay, I got to be honest, I'm barely getting any of this. So hopefully it'll come out on the radio, and I can re-listen to it, so I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I hear you guys crystal clear, and usually if it's on my side, I can't hear you guys. I'm like, you all have different microphones. I'm not sure what is happening. Well,
it's weird.
If it doesn't go through, email me and I'll email it to you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.
Bye bye.
So weird. Might have to cut this so short. That keeps happening. All right. 626. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Charlene in California. And, yeah, your connection is so bad, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear you. I'm going to try.
Right. You know what? I think I might have to disconnect, and I'm not sure how to do that.
I think you should. Can you disconnect and call back in? I know Dee's done that before. And it.
You know, the stupid book talk. I'm so over it, but it's the only one. I'm calling from my phone, and maybe that'll work.
How is this, Charlene?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is that better now?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. We're trying it from my phone.
Okay. Can you hear me, Nadia, okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. It's Charlene again in California, and I was just going to ask for a general for the highest information I need right now.
Okay, Charlene. You feel a little locked up as well. So everyone's locked up today. Okay, so there's something that needs to be expressed. There's something that's like locked in your body that needs expressing. Do you know what this is?
You know, I know that I'm holding back on saying some things, but I don't feel like I can do that right now. That it's
okay. So what I would do is get it out of your body by writing it out.
Okay.
Get it out. It needs movement. It's locking up your energy. And I get it. You know, there are sometimes we need to go to the person and have the conversation. And there's sometimes we just need to get it out and go, you know what, this is going to be, you know, pearls to swine, meaning like there's no point. This person's not going to change, but I do need to speak my truth for myself to get really clear on what's my side of this. So maybe we can look at what's coming up for you around the thing you're not saying and see what that energy is.
Okay.
So why do you feel like you can't say what you need to say?
Oh, just I don't feel safe.
Okay.
And it's not going to, and I know, I already know that it won't be received or heard. It will be perceived in a wrong way, in a way that it's not meant, and so it's, you know, it just wouldn't accomplish anything productive to actually say it
so
to the
person.
So
can you tell me what is the thing that you'd like to say? You don't have to tell me who, because they're pushing me on this. They're saying like keep going here. So
okay, just that it's time to move forward.
And what does that mean? Move on?
Move on, move forward. Yeah, and independently, you know, and move into
to
our
move
own.
Move away from this person.
Yeah, and move on to our own paths. Yeah.
Okay, so energetically, you know, sometimes I call it the energetic boundary, where it's like, oh, this relationship is not giving me what I want. So instead of having the conversation of like, you know, figuratively breaking up, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I would say I'm energetically disconnecting, and I will be polite and I will be respectful and I will be kind, but this person is energetically not in my circle. Does that make sense?
Oh, I've been saying that, Nadia. I've been having
good.
These conversations. I've been saying
holding,
what I need to say to myself.
Good. But you're still holding the resentment. So is this a familiar feeling for you?
Yes. It's happened
yeah.
in the past, yeah. In a similar, mm-hmm. very similar way with somebody else, yeah. And it's just really unhealthy. And
right. So what's your part in that dynamic?
Well, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking, you know, why? Well, part of it, I think, is that this is for this person, it's genetic, and to the other person. And I think that that kind of leaves me, you know, not able to do anything because it's kind of who they are, and they're maybe not facing some things about themselves.
Sure. And listen, when I tell you the amount of people I have like that in my, you know, family or, you know, in-laws or whatever, I get it. So your job is to go, who do I want to be? What's the influence I want to give? And there's like too much power going, too much energy, because you're saying I'm disconnecting my energy, but I'm still feeling a lot of energy of like, you need to change, you need to change. You need to change. I don't want this. I don't want this. So that's really
coming
dominant,
from me. Coming
right?
from me. Coming from me. Though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah.
it's really so, coming from the other person towards me.
Well,
when
someone comes to you, they're a reflection of something going on.
Yeah,
in you.
Mirror. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a mirror going, hey,
but I'm,
you
yeah,
still
and I'm on the other
conditioned.
Side just kind of staying in a neutral place of really consciously, I mean literally really consciously for a long
open.
Time.
You're not open. You're not open, Charlene. Like, so what I mean by that is, I'm going to try to give this word. It's like when somebody is treating us or in a dynamic that feels unhealthy to us, okay,
mm-hmm.
or familiar or whatever. My job is to go, hey, I'm going to love this person. They're suffering. This has nothing to do with me. This is what
right.
I'm calling in. I'm calling in people like this. I'm calling in this energy. And I bless this person away, and it's all good, and they're on their journey. And this has showed me that I keep giving my power away, and I've allowed this dynamic, and I'm done with that. Let's go, you know?
Right,
so,
and I've been doing all of that.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're still – and I don't mean this in a – judgmental way, you still feel closed. You still feel like you're
right.
guarding yourself.
Right. We've talked about this before because I
yeah.
have like you and Dee both get hit me on this all the time about your heart's not open, your heart's not open, you're closed. And I said to you,
right.
I think one time I said, yeah, maybe I just don't know what that is, what that feels like because it's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
I've never been safe. I have never in my life
yeah.
felt safe. Ever, ever. I don't
yeah,
even know what that really
fear.
Feels like.
Yeah, and I love that awareness, and it brings me so much emotion when
yeah.
you say that. I feel
yeah.
this sense of, like, I want to hug that little girl in you. Like, my mama comes in, you know, and I literally want to cry.
Oh,
I
yeah, no, I had a horrible experience in kindergarten with an abusive teacher. So the first time I went to school,
oh.
that literally put me. I actually had a nervous breakdown when I was five, because
sweetheart.
It was
it breaks it, my heart.
Oh, it was so bad. And you know, I remember the day as clear as anything you could ever remember. And I knew, and mm-hmm. I knew. I said to myself at 5 years old, I knew that I would never be the same. It changed me that drastically.
Yeah.
And that's kind of coming up. You've been talking about things coming up, and I have that coming up because I think it did, but I don't know, like, if that's the only thing, you know.
That's the first, that was the beginning of, now, obviously this happened because you already in your pre-verbal time with your family did not already feel trusting of
that,
authorities, obviously, we know that, but this
I didn't
was like
feel safe
ahead, and it was, exactly. So I love this because this is the core of everything for you. And I'm very emotional about it. So I really want to, because, you know, I feel it and it makes me super emotional. So I want to say you need to go back because you're a badass grown-ass woman now. Okay.
Oh, I have to my little child.
Yep. But what you want to do now is go, who did that make me want to be? Because that teacher was so disconnected. And so what you're doing is you're going, well, I need to disconnect in order to survive. And what I'm saying to you is that teacher, you know, I was bullied. My husband was bullied. What did that make me know? That I want to be kind, that I want to uplift people, that I never want to make somebody feel small or disempowered ever. I want to be someone who empowers. I want to be someone who, you know, and I think it's awakening that as opposed to, you know, it's awakening that little girl went, and I can feel it in you at that age. She went, fuck this. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I was a shy, reserved, you know, rule-keeping little, you know, girl trying to
do her best. Yeah.
And then I became like something completely different, angry, closed, you know, just like imagine somebody with their fists up in front of their face every time they see a person.
Yes.
And you know,
that's
not
when you never took your power back. You never, because there was no support and you were all alone and you were a little girl.
Right.
And you lost your inner being. You stopped listening to your inner being. And that's what we're trying to guide you back to, because your inner being is, she's like, you know, she's a badass. And you're not letting her go, I got this. I chose that because it made me so clear about who I choose to be in this life.
Yeah. But it went in the wrong direction.
But we're not dead yet, honey. We still got time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And every time you went in the wrong direction, you added to your power. You added to this, oh, my gosh, like, I want to be someone who is an influence of empowerment to people. Because that, I mean, it's gross how people were treated, you know, in our age and at that time. It was obviously more common.
Parents didn't confront authority figures like teachers either and say anything. And it was
Teacher was always right.
I was 18 before this woman was fired. That's how long she abused children.
Yeah, by the way, it does still happen. It does still happen. I've had, you know, clients tell me they have children that there's a, you know, and then young ages, 5, 6 years old, they're like military. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't pee. You have to stay there. If you do something wrong, you're shamed.
Well, she was beating the kids,
and
screaming.
Yeah,
and it was just.
That was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was normal. That's what parents did. So it's really moving through that wounding and going, what did this get me clear about? Who do I want to be? How do I want to be? And start focusing there, and I think that'll really help this momentum shift.
So focusing on really taking my power back is going to open up everything else and help everything move forward and into health and wellness.
It's going to help deactivate. Yeah, it's going to help deactivate the wounding that's still running the show, that's keeping things from flowing. Because you're still telling the universe, I'm that little girl. I'm going to be abused. I'm not safe. And so
I don't feel that way. I feel like I honestly feel like I have taken my power back, yet the evidence is showing me something different.
You know, as Abraham would say, you're not the exception to the rule of law of attraction. And I think that you've grown so accustomed to this feeling that that's why you're not opening. That's why you don't know how to open, because you're going, I've been closed since I was 5. I learned real early.
Or earlier.
I opened.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that I'm different than you in the sense that I had a lot of abuse, but I have something in me that like doesn't close. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't close. So, and I think that's why I do what
you're
I
lucky.
Do.
Yeah.
Because I just,
yeah.
I am lucky. And what it makes me do is go, I can feel so much love for you and that little girl. And I can see also how you're right on the top of the mountain, ready to go over the edge. And this is that piece of going,
okay,
who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? How do I want to feel? What do I want to contribute to the world? And those are the things I would focus on.
Just talk to myself about that.
I would write it out.
Okay.
Telling a new story about your life. And I tell people minimum 7 days of doing this sort of rewriting. You're literally building a new neural pathway.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, okay. Charlene. Keep me posted on this. This is huge.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Bye, sweetheart. Next, I have 650. Hello.
Hi, Nadia.
Hello.
It's Maria from San Francisco. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Maria. Girl, you got through. Yes. Good manifesting.
I was 5 seconds in from the call. You're the miracle today. You are the miracle. You came through. The messages are now clear. So thank you for being our miracle and helping us live our lives. There was so much truth you were saying today, and I was like, I don't know what to say anymore, because then now you're saying this, and now I'm like going over there. But don't give up ourselves to live here or wherever we are. It was a big thing.
Right.
And I was getting upset, actually. I was waiting to talk to you, and then I got more upset because I was like, I haven't moved on as much as I would have liked to and what she told me to do. And then the caller who we just had, like, my heart, I've been told, is like closed. And I just literally had a meditation energy healer call in yesterday, and she was doing a group session and some work. And that was like the first time I actually felt my heart a little bit open. And I was like, wow, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Well, and I think you're still moving through, like, this is the way they're showing it to me, like, you and Charlene have the same wounding around other people. Now, it's hard, because when we look around the world, it's really easy to go, people are douchebags. Do you know what I mean? Like, really? And my son,
just
seven,
those related to or government.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, though. But then we go, oh, who's voting for these people? You know, oh, my God, you know, how do you not see? You know, there's this sort of mentality. But my son said something interesting the other day, because this was active inside of me, of, like, really wanting to see the good in people, of really activating being in alignment with the best of people. I want to bring out the best in people. I want to attract the best in people. And my son said to me the other day, he goes, Mommy, you know what I realized? I'm like, what's that, people? He's like, there are more good people than there are bad people. Because most people that I've ever met have always been nice. And I was like, you keep that belief going, buddy. You keep that belief going. You know what I mean? And I want you to sort of that's his belief. Because that's what he's attracting. He's attracting the best.
I agree. Most of the time that is the truth. It's just who I'm related to and who I deal with in medical and government stuff. But I wanted to know something you'd mentioned before about I'm still dealing with the same thing every day. So it's the same medical stuff. I thought I was rescinding and going back like 8 years ago, and I'm going, oh my God, I'm still the same. And not being able to integrate, and I'm looking back like, okay, this happened. I've been exposed to all this energy work, all this new healing work, but yet not being able to fully have it sit and integrate. And you mentioned, because I'm also still dealing with an employer who hasn't paid me in like 4 or 5 years and thousands of dollars. Mm. And you told me they were going to pay me, but every time I think about it, I am enraged, because I'm like, how many times do I have to go over the same story to get something resolved? What was that?
Right. Well, everything is about, for you, is receiving solutions. That's everything for you, is letting in the solutions to whatever it's medical or financial or anything, right? That's for me where
moving.
You focus. So
moving is a big thing, too.
Yeah. So what I would do for you, and this is, first of all, the meditation for you is so key. They give it to me. Like, if you do not do this every day, you have to. There's just no, has to be a part of your day. Every day. No exception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're giving it to me like, you must have that time for your physical body, for your cells of your body, for you to get in a receiving mode. We need to do that every day, 15 minutes, okay? Second thing.
Is there a better meditation that I don't know about, or is it I need to?
No, it's just quieting, doing your best to focus on something that's not activating the resistance. It doesn't matter if it's guided, if it's a body relaxation, if it's a sound. It's as long as you are not spinning or enraged or in resistance, that's the goal.
Okay.
To have 15 minutes every day where you're not adding to the momentum of what you don't want.
Okay.
Because that will give your inner being a chance to get in the driver's seat over time. Okay. The second thing you can do that's important to you, they keep showing this for me to you. I want to love my life. Bring me things that I love. Bring me things, because what's happening with your body is you're going, I need the evidence and then I will feel better about it. And then I will know that I'm, you know what I'm saying? You're waiting for the evidence before you really get into the feeling place of feeling better. You'll feel a little bit better, but then you go, oh, the healer did it. No, you did it. You allowed that healer to allow you in that moment to stop the momentum of your resistance. So your job is not to clear stuff. It's to stop doing that thing you're doing that's keeping solutions from coming in, which is I'm angry. Why am I angry? Because I don't feel like I'm in power over this money. Bring me this money in any way it wants to come through them. Anyway, I know that's my money. I deserve that money. That money is already in my bank. Let's go. You know, that's the energy that I want you to start activating. So if you can, the other thing is, what's the health issue?
Mental and physical, digestive, thyroid, hormones.
Okay, so you are so much like one of my best friends, all the same things that she's going through, and she's really suffered from depression for most of her life. Okay, so these are side effects of the depression energy, which is what? I'm not motivated. I'm not inspired. I'm not feeling love or passion. I don't have hope. I don't believe in my future, right? So all of this is the energy that we want to go, show me who I really am. Show me how powerful I am. I'm ready to see it. I want to feel it. I'm ready to create this in my life. I'm ready to let money in. I'm ready to let in the solutions to my body, because there are solutions. Because whenever there's a problem, Source has a solution, and I'm ready. Let's open those doors. And, like, you hear how my energy is now going in a new direction.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. So that's the work I would do for you. You're closer than you believe you are. You're closer than you think you are. So keep,
I hear
keep
that part, because I see increase in like
stuff. Everything you're doing is helping.
Stuff.
Say that again.
Oh, just seeing, I mean, seeing increase in like aggravations and the living situation becoming worse. Like, there's construction going to start like next week for 6 months. The neighbor started like blasting music all of a sudden for a week every day for over 6 hours. And then I have ants in my room for like 2 months. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I know I need to move.
And
it's
all
been
of
like
this
years.
Is what?
It's just like me getting to that point. What was that?
And Maria, that's the universe telling you, you are irritated most of the time. So here's more things that will irritate you. Okay.
Yeah.
That is your dominant vibration. By the way, I am like that, and I get so irritated. Like, you know, again, I have two small boys, so like the illusion of control has been shattered. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Illusion of control.
And I have no control. And so it's always like, oh, the shoes are lost, and then they can't find this, and then we're in traffic. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so irritated. And I joke with my kids, because I go, look how much traffic I manifested, because that's how irritated I was. Let's shift the energy, guys. Let's get green lights, green lights, green lights. And I joke with them, because I'm like, I'm going to turn that irritated energy around in the moment. And then we start, Mommy, we're getting green lights. We shifted the energy. Like, they know, you know, because I get like you. It's easy to be irritated. It's too fucking easy. So I need to go stop. You know, like also, you know, small things irritate me, like when people don't listen. You know, when you write an email, this is a big thing for me, which is probably why I manifested you guys not being able to hear me, which is
I'll write an email and I'll spell it all out, and then they'll email you back asking you for what you just sent them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's sort of like,
yeah, I get that all the time. I get family, like, not responding, not, like, no response back. Like, hey, how are you? It's COVID. You know, how
right.
are y'all doing? Nothing. It's like,
right. And there's that sense of,
can you be supportive?
Totally. And so this is the stuff that you want to start shifting. What does this make me know I want? What is this? I'm feeling irritated all the time. How can I soothe that? Maybe I like the music they're going to. Maybe I'm supposed to meet them. Maybe I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? Maybe I'm supposed to connect with this person. How can I open my heart? How can I? Maybe I'll blast my own music, you know, whatever it may be to soothe that. You have to do that work because that irritation is so easy and seductive, you know?
It's become almost a safe zone, because when I did go up,
yes.
when I did feel excited, when I did feel empowered, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to live by their rules of oppression or whatever it is, and
but
live on.
And
I get some temporary momentum, and then more stuff happens. And then it was like, okay, this is not,
well, because
I can't deal with
I'm
their energy and my
evidence.
Energy to move on. And so I
right. Well, and the thing is, when you're not irritated by the next thing that comes, because the next thing that comes, you already manifested 6 months ago. Do you know what I'm saying? So like mm-hmm. something will come and you'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I'm done with that energy next, you know, let's move on. I'm ready to move on. That was old. Okay. So it's not going, oh, here it is again. It's not working. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a couple
like
more
irritating when they told me they were going to pay me and like, it was going to come. And then all of a sudden, like, the
well,
last
the
6 months
coming,
disappear.
But you can't notice it's not there and have it come. You can't see it in your bank account. See it already there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law. Because you go, it's mm-hmm. not there, F them, and the universe is like, I wanted to give it to you, but now I can't. You know? So that's what I would work on for you. That's helpful.
I need to imagine better. And
yes.
I
you need
thought,
to
I'd given up
act as if. Yeah, act as if mm-hmm. a little bit more. All right, Mama, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, to everybody.
You too, my sweetheart. All right, next I have, oh, Mikey. Hi.
Oh, my good.
Mike?
Hello, beautiful, wonderful, delicious Nadia.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Can
How
you
can
hear
I
me?
Help you, sweetheart? Yes, I can hear you
okay.
great.
Okay, Mike. First of all, your show is great. I love you. Just is there more that I need to do? Is there something I'm not seeing about myself? Through
yes.
some of your readings right now, of course, I'm relating to so much. But
yeah.
for me and
so
what I've been
creativity.
Doing, I'm doing, I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
I think you are taking the right action. They're showing me okay. here is there is a new beginning around your creativity and artistry. Okay. And I think that if you can, there's still this sense of around creativity or artistry, you're still a little locked up. It's like you're not opening to it fully. I feel like most of your life is working. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You mean,
like, yeah.
you mean that most of my life is about work, or that most of
no,
the
is
things
working
in
well.
My life are
it's working,
working
well.
Yes, yes.
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 Most of your life is working well. There's still this sort of passion,
absolutely.
Excitement, creativity that could be awakened that isn't, that you're blocking. It's like I'm afraid to open my heart to what I really love because I really don't believe I'm going to get it.
Yeah. That's been part of my
and
situation for a long time.
And they're saying, you can get it. It's right here. I got it for you. You just got
right,
it.
Right, like you just told the last lady. Like, yeah, I want to give it to
yes.
you. It's here. But, and I've been
that's
working
right.
on that as well. And that's fear-based.
And it's how, yeah, and it's because you have a lot of evidence that it's not going to happen. You have too many things in that pile of like, you know, it's like when Abraham's like, I can't make money surfing, you know? Like, I love surfing.
Right.
How am I going to make money doing surfing? Like, that's your energy about it. You know, no one else is making money doing surfing. There's, like, two guys in the world making money doing surfing. And it doesn't matter. And so
or
that's
when,
kind
or
of the,
like
the dialogue.
Or like when people say
like,
about, or when people say
uh-huh.
about, like, previously acting. They'll help me give myself a break by saying, well, you know, you chose something really hard to do.
Exactly.
And then I buy
Instead
into
that.
Instead
of like, I want to be passionate about acting again. I want to bring up that aliveness and awakeness, and I want to open to my highest path because this is really something that I've always been called to. So I'm willing to give my heart to it again for the joy of it. Don't go result. Go because the joy of it will add abundance, fulfillment to my life and show me where it's supposed to live. It's like me with music. I always, you know, I was in music my whole life. I gave it up to go back to school to get my MFT, and then I came back to it my way, you know, in doing it in a way mm-hmm. that's empowering to me, you know. And that's what I want you to find. Where, show me my power as an actor. Where can I be in my power here? Show me where I can feel fulfilled and excited and passionate. So this might mean a class, or this might mean a group. This might mean doing a play. I don't know. But it's opening to that energy because that's the only thing that's really missing for you.
Okay. And also, is there anything health-wise that I need to do? Because I mean, before I move on to the health
thing,
showing me, like I am already.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they're showing me like chest, lung area. Like for some reason, like breathing in life, like there's something there. What are your symptoms?
I don't really have any symptoms in that direction.
I think that they're showing me like breathing in life. Like there's a sense of like, you're not like, take deeper breaths. Take in those
Which
really
funny
deep
because
grounding,
I just started taking
breaths.
Yoga again. I started
Great.
Taking yoga again because these two guys came into the restaurant and they're like, we're starting this new yoga studio. And I'm like, well, where is it? And it's right by my house. And they're like, oh, we're
Perfect.
Just opening this week and we're having free yoga classes all week. You have to come check it out. And I'm like, duh, Mike, is that not the universe telling you, take an
that
effing yoga
exactly
class?
That is exactly right.
Been meaning-
yes. 100%. You
so
heard
those
the
are
call,
the things-
you took it, and you went. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I like took 22 yoga classes last month.
That's amazing. And that's what they're saying. They're saying that deep breath, that present, that being in your body in the moment is really going to help you open to that creative energy as well.
And that's so funny because that's
Thank
what I've
you,
been
Mike.
Focusing on for other people. Okay, you got to go. I love
oh, yeah,
you.
Of course. Yeah, unfortunately. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you, guys.
Mwah.
You guys, thank you so much. I'm sorry I had to cut you off, Mikey, because the show's going to get ended here. And I will be live also July 2nd, guys. Love talking to you. I'm sorry it was all spotty. We will fix it. Okay, bye, guys.